Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great time to be a Met right now. How much are you guys all sort of just feeling that energy?
He's 100% right. It's a great organization. It has a fantastic group of guys. It's an amazing front office. And everybody wants it, you know. So, yeah, I'm super proud of being a New York Met, for sure.
For you personally, how far away does that little offer to start the season feel to you?
Which one?
Like really?
The one in Houston?
Yeah.
They were nasty. They got me. It's in the past. Yesterday's in the past, so that should tell you how long ago that was. You know, I'm focused on the present. I'm living the moment.
Team's been very good at home. You got about a 1,200 OPS at home. What do you make of the way you're doing your damage here?
The crowd has helped a lot to that. This is home, you know. Just stay the course, keep climbing, keep trying to have good at-bats, and the results are going to come.
What has been the key for you in this little power surge you've been on lately?
Just focus on the process. The hitting coaches are preparing me. They're helping me be prepared. And then you have guys like Soto, Pete, Nemo, and the guys that are the whole entire lineup, to be quite honest. You watch them, and hitting is contagious. You know, Winker today had fantastic at-bats. Acuna's been having really good at-bats. And everybody's kind of passing the baton, you know. At the end of the day, that's kind of what it's all about. My bat today doesn't really come without Tyrone running the base as hard as he could to try to beat it out. And Beatty walks, you know, so hitting is contagious. I give credit to everybody because I watch everyone and just try to pass it with on. Like I've been saying all along, I mean, you have one of the best hitters in the game behind you, so just let them do their job, you know. I just try to focus on my process and then I pass it to them.
Did your second homer tonight bring you back at all to facing these guys in the division series last year and Grand Slam, obviously?
Not really. It's just a different moment, different scenario. I enjoy every one of my home runs, you know. I cherish the moment. I love the moment, and then just whatever happens, happens. And I need my wife and my kids to be here, and I miss them. So that if they were here, that maybe would have felt a little more like that. But they're not here. I miss them.
Are they coming up at any point?
I don't know. I hope so soon. I hope they come soon.
You guys haven't really struggled a whole lot yet to start the season. Why are you guys equipped to get past any adversity that you're going to encounter? Because it's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. At the end of the day, everyone's passing the baton. Everybody's is spreading the pressure. But at the same time, we all want to be there. We all want it. We all want it for each other. It's one of those that at the beginning of the year, I struggle. And guys pick me up. There have been other times where other guys have struggled, and we have picked them up. Just the pitching staff have been doing a fantastic job. And when guys give up a couple runs, the whole entire pitching staff is there, you know, to support them and pick them up. So it's to win. We're going to need everybody, including coaches and front office and the fans as well. And it seems like everybody's on the same page. Everybody's supporting each other and pulling for each other.
From an individual standpoint and a team standpoint, what has this success here in April meant for you guys?
It means that we're doing things right now. We're not focusing on the future. We're not in the past. You know, we just got to stay the course, continue to climb, continue to play day in and day out as hard as we can, try to win as many games while we're having a good stretch. And Yeah, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Did you get a good look at Juan's foul ball? And if so, did you think it was gone? I mean, did you think it was fair?
From my point of view, I thought it might have been a home run. And then the umpire called it fair, and I agree. And then as I'm running, I'm like, I don't know if I actually saw it right. But I wish it was an overturn, you know. It would have been a good thing for the guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.